Psalmist says, "The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation." Because the Lord is our salvation, we have reason to rejoice and give thanks, and we're glad that you're here to do that as God's people on Easter Sunday morning. Welcome to each and every one of you. I don't have a lot of announcements this morning, except just be aware that in 2 weeks, the Boy Scout troop we sponsor will be having their barbecue lunch to raise money for their troop. Also, in the pews are envelopes for One Great Hour of Sharing. If you give to that, it goes to disaster recovery assistance here in the United States, and it also goes to fighting hunger. But if you want to know more, our media table on the back has a brochure you can look at. But we're very glad you're here. You know, one of the reasons Jesus Christ came is he wanted to establish peace between us and God. And as those who have begun to experience God's peace, hopefully it's something that we want and are willing to share with one another. So if you would, turn to those that are sitting really far away from you. Welcome them with the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Huh? No, Ferris not here yet. She's still driving because she had to do her church. Yeah, so. Hey, real quick. Go give her a hug real quick. And may the peace of Christ be with you all. Thank you. Please join me in our call to worship. Christ is risen. God is alive. Hope is alive. Joy is alive. Love is alive. We are alive.
New life is within us.
God of life, we worship you. God of creation, we praise you. God of revelation, we learn from you. God of resurrection, we come to celebrate you. Let us pray. Thank you, God, that Easter comes to announce that you do not give up on the fractured or the shattered or the dying or the dead. Instead, your steadfast love endures forever. Thank you that you do not give up on the fearful or the hateful or the impossible, for your steadfast love endures forever. You do not give up when there is no heartbeat left, or no heart at all. And so we rejoice that your steadfast love endures forever. You do not give up. You do not leave us for dead. Thank God your steadfast love endures forever. Creator of life and raising Christ Jesus up through, out of, and beyond the chains of death, you opened for us the way to eternal and abundant life. And so we offer our thanks and our praise. May our alleluias on this day float high above the ceiling of what we think we know and transcend to the heaven of what we believe and thus live. So raise us up, renew our lives, resurrect our dreams through Jesus Christ, our living Savior, who in an act of such great love forgave our sins and rises each day to greet us in newness of life. It's in his name we pray. Amen. If you will, grab your pew hymnal, hymn 123. Let's stand and sing together. Jesus Christ is risen today, 123.
The Bible says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The whole reason Jesus left heaven, came to earth, and died on a cross is so that we could be forgiven. His mission is reconciliation. The good news of this day is, despite our failings, God comes to mission in reconciliation. The good news of the day is, despite our failings, God comes to save and begins by granting us new life. With that in mind, let us acknowledge that, like the disciples, we too can abandon our Lord and are in need of his grace. But if we return to him, he rises to grant us new life. Let us pray together our prayer of confession as printed in your bulletin. God of powerful love, when our faith stands at the grave, grieving for a stone that's rolled away, forgive us. When our faith is short of understanding, though the truth is there to see, forgive us. When our faith, beset by doubt, sees no further than an empty tomb today, forgive us. Bring to mind the cry of Mary, "I have seen the Lord," and grant us faith to believe. O God of great hope, you do not give up on the fractured, shattered, or the dying, or the dead. You do not give up on the fearful, or the hateful, or the impossible. You do not give up when there is no heartbeat left or no heart at all. You do not give up. You do not leave us for dead. Raise our hearts forever to joy. Amen.
Children of God, hear the good news. Christ is risen. The stone is rolled away. The tomb found empty. Mary calls out, "I've seen the Lord," and we have seen Christ too. We've seen him in every helping hand and every heartfelt gift and every choice to restore life in this world. We're called to this new life, a life of forgiveness and reconciliation. You are forgiven. Accept your forgiveness and know that God loves you and desires great, great joy for your living. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have life everlasting. And it is, thanks be to him, you are forgiven. Let's celebrate this forgiveness in this new life as we stand and we sing together. And by the way, the words are in your bulletin. We're throwing a new one at you this morning. Oh, that's the doxology. Never mind. I jumped ahead. Let's stand and express our thanks for all God has done as we sing together and praise him with the Gloria Patri. As you're being seated, now you can grab the words for when we do sing the doxology, because we're doing a new version this morning. We wanted to teach you. But this is that moment when we remember that worship is an act of offering ourselves to God. And you see, God is a generous and a loving giver. When I said John 3:16 a minute ago, we're reminded that God gave. Because God's a giver, He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ. Is it any wonder then that in His ministry, Christ told the disciples and us, it is more blessed to give than to receive? I hope you'll meditate on that in this moment. And if your heart is grateful, may we respond by the giving of ourselves and what we have as we make to God our offerings.
Thanks be to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for this amazing day. Christ's life, death, and resurrection has given all who repent of their sins and declare Him Savior the greatest forgiveness of sin with the greatest blessing, forgiveness of sin with eternal life. Praise be to God. Let us all recommit our lives to God and declare the good news through our words and our actions. Now we have brought our monetary gifts for your glory in the ministry of the church. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated unless you're one of our young ones. If any of our young people want to come forward, feel free to join me up here. Got a lot of good-looking people today. Yeah, y'all take a seat on the steps, or you might want to stand. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to have y'all do something here in a minute that'll be kind of fun. All right, come on down. We got more. Okay. Y'all are looking good. First question I have, since it's Easter, did any of y'all get to make Easter eggs this year? If you did, raise your hand. Who made Easter eggs this year? Rob, a few? Okay, we got a couple people got to make Easter eggs this year. Okay, great. You know, we make really pretty and interesting Easter eggs, and then we hunt them. Does anybody know why we hunt the Easter eggs? I like that, Michael. You certainly are on the right track. That's really insightful on your part. The women went to the tomb because they thought Jesus was there. But you know what? They found when they investigated, when they hunted, when they looked in, that he wasn't there. The tomb was empty, and they had to figure out what that meant. Well, the reason we hunt Easter eggs is it's to make a discovery. You know, and we make these beautiful, beautiful Easter eggs with all kinds of bright, cheerful colors because we want to make a beautiful discovery. We want to make an incredible discovery. We want to make a wonderful discovery. And so we make our Easter eggs as flamboyant as we could possibly think of. An Easter egg hunt is to uncover the secret place where they're hidden. And what I want you to do is that right now, from here on back, from behind these tables, there are three plastic Easter eggs. I want to see if y'all can find them. See if you can find three Easter eggs. There's three plastic ones. Okay, there's one. Don't open them. Bring them up here. They've got one, so there's two more. Did y'all find one? Okay, we got two. One left. You know, maybe in our baptism, this is a hint, y'all, maybe in our baptism, God wants us to discover Jesus in our life. I'm just saying, you know. Oh, we got, okay, there we are. We got all three. It was in the baptismal font. Okay, there's all sorts of new life in there, isn't there? All right, come back to your seats. I've got the first egg they found, and on the outside, it says, "He lives." Yeah, you got one too, don't you, Michael? When you open this up, oh my gosh, it's got a Jesus that comes out. Don't you love it? Yeah, they didn't make them that cool when I was little. All right, so the egg's empty because we've taken Jesus out. Okay, Miss Ava, can I see your egg? All right, what does it say? Can y'all say that louder?
He has risen.
Can you say it a little bit louder?
He has risen.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's waking all us people up who went to the sunrise service. Okay. Oh, and look what's in this one. It's a cross that glows in the dark. Pretty neat. Michael, you have an egg like the one already opened, so I'll let you just have that one. You know, if you find an empty egg, what does that tell you? What does it tell you whenever you find an empty egg? Yeah, well, Jesus isn't in an egg. Yeah, you're right. So you're absolutely right. Normally, like a baby chick is in an egg, isn't it? Normally, a little baby duck could come out or a little baby chick. And so if you see an empty egg, it means that new life came out of that empty egg. And could it be on Easter that one reason we use eggs is we want to discover what's inside? And hopefully, like y'all said, Jesus is what we take away from it. See, new life came out of the empty tomb. The tomb had a big rock, you know? And maybe that's why this egg looks kind of like a rock. It had a big rock in it so nobody could get in. But when the people went, what they discovered, the secret that they uncovered, is Jesus wasn't there. He had risen, no longer dead. He had destroyed death. We don't have to be afraid of death anymore because Jesus gives us a new life that lasts forever. You know, my prayer for all of you children, is that Jesus, you will discover, is not in the grave or the tomb. He's alive and well. And the place that he wants to live is in your heart. I hope you'll ask Jesus into your heart and let him live there forever. So why don't we close our eyes and let's actually just pray that right now. Let us pray. God, thank you that you're alive and well and even with us now in the presence of your Holy Spirit. And we just open our hearts to your Spirit, that you would fill us with that sacrificial, everlasting love so that we can go forth to love the world the way that you love us and everyone in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, for those of you that are going to play some music, I'm going to let our minister of music and Miss Debbie help you. You music makers can stay up here. Everybody else can return to your seat. Y'all give them a round of applause for coming up and finding those, here, Ava, those Easter eggs.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here you go, Lane. Take that. You can go back to your seats. Yeah. Oops. Sorry, Miss Debbie.
In order to raise up more bell ringers, you heard the beginning bells last week. These are our future bells. Gracie, go down there by Bruno and get your bell. They came up with color-coded bells. So they know what color they have to ring, and the board has the color with the rhythm and everything on it. Right, kids? So these are the future ringers. Remember, you play when you see your note. Remember? Okay. Let me get my stick. Okay. All right. Ready? Not yet. Bells up. One, two, ready, and. God is so good.
Let's sing our hymn of praise, Christ is Risen. Shout Hosanna, it's hymn 104. Grab your hymnals and let's sing that together. Christ is risen, shout Hosanna, celebrate this day of days.
Christ is risen, hush in wonder, all creation is amazed. In the deserts all surrounding, see a spreading tree has grown. Healing leaves of grace abounding, bring us this of love unknown. Christ is risen, praise your spirits from the heavens of despair. Walk with gladness in the morning, see what love can do and dare. Drink the wine of resurrection, not a servant, but a friend. Jesus is our strong companion, joy and peace shall never end.
The New Testament reading today will be from Acts 10, verses 34 through 43, and it's found in your pew Bible on page 129 if you'd like to follow along. Peter, the once fearing disciple who denied ever knowing Christ, is now boldly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. As he speaks of Christ's perfect life of servanthood, his death on the cross, his resurrection, and his personal witness to this, he also reminds us by preaching to the Gentiles that this great news from God is for everyone. In every nation, there will be hearts restless for God, ready to receive. But someone must take the witness to them so that they also can believe. May we believe as we hear Peter's sermon regarding Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Again, it's in Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one who, the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Death in vain forbids him rise.
I'm going to read an account of that Easter morning from John's Gospel when the women in the darkness of the morning are making their way to the tomb. I'll be reading from John chapter 20. I'm going to read the first 18 verses. But first, let's ask God's blessing. Let us pray. God, in the presence of your Holy Spirit, speak to us once more your words of life and joy, and may they so fill our hearts and our being that we are raised to our feet to respond and live as your disciples in the world today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and she said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out, and they went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other's disciple outran Peter, and he reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said, "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and she announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.